Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Oh, I had my bad dad joke book in there. It took me so long.
Ole Sven and Ole and Lena.
Had my Ole and Lena book up there. Yeah. Let's have some poetry.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, Pat Richardson's riding along with us. I love this poem. This is called Missing Person.
Ned had gone to feed some heifers, took along 3 bales of hay, and what should have took 2 hours drug out for several days. His wife began to fretten. Gosh, he'd never been this long. And on the 4th day she decided, by golly, something's wrong. She called a local sheriff. Her voice was crisp and short. Says, I got a missing husband I'm needing to report. The sheriff said, describe him, his height, weight, and age. She said, ain't weighed him lately, and it's fairly hard to gauge. He's 5'2" standing, but he's taller laying down. His eyes are red and runny, and what teeth he's got are brown. He's always gnawing on tobacco that stains his lower lip. He can't keep his pants up, and they're always half unzipped. He ain't much on bathing. He exudes a gamey scent. You won't need a dog to track him. You can sniff which way he went. What color hair, the sheriff said. And she said, shoot, he's bald. Then paused and said, on second thought, just disregard this call.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, just forget it.
Never mind.
I don't think
this never happened.
He's not missing. I don't care if he comes back, I guess. Right. All right.
You got some more?
The circle is just the most ridiculous shape in the world.
Ridiculous.
There's absolutely no point to it.
No point at all.
Yeah, it's true.
Unless I draw it.
Well, there is that. Yeah, yeah. There's been an explosion at a cheese factory in
Paris.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's nothing left but debris.
Debris.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think about that one.
They're terrible. Yeah. Right. Yep. What about you've used this one in Confucius before.
Oh, yeah.
Took a nap.
Yeah.
Last night had a dream that I was a muffler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, woke up exhausted.
Exhausted. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Oh, dear.
I know these aren't getting any better. What are bald sea captains worried about most?
Woodpeckers.
Cap sizes. Woodpeckers. I like that. I like that answer. Yeah, yeah. What does a house wear? An address.
An address.
Yeah.
Address.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
How does a penguin build his house?
I don't know.
It glues it together.
It glues.
I know.
Oh, my.
These are terrible. Where do you learn to make ice cream?
I don't know.
At Sunday school?
At Sunday school, yeah.
Oh
boy.
Yeah, that's terrible. Let's go to our last song, Bar J. Wranglers. It had to be you.
It had to be you.
Hold it right there.
Oh, you made some of them sick.
I did not.
They was a puking, I heard it.
Oh, that was a guy hollering right back
there. Oh, it wasn't me.
You're going to have to back off a little here.
I know it. I won't give it to him all at once like that.
All right. Let's try again, Tim.
I'll back off just a tad. Oh, I almost forgot. It had to be. Wonderful you. I wandered around and finally found yes, it had to be you, Shag Nasty, Lulabelle of Bloomerfield, O'Brien. It had to be you. I'll never forget you, don't ever. The first time I ever saw you, you were standing outside the world-famous Ward Hotel. That's where I used to live, fella.
Hey, now you never
been. Outside the Ward Hotel. But I'll never forget your silhouette against that sign. Try our vegetable soup. Y'all know what vegetable soup is, don't you?
Of course they do.
It's like hash, only looser. But I remember... You rolled them big, beautiful blue eyes at me. And I picked them up and rolled them back. But your face. You'll never live to be as old as you look. You had bags over your eyes. Made your nose look like a pack horse. You just had everything a man could want. Big muscles, mustache, hair on your chest. Just the kind of gal a guy'd like to bring home to mama. Her mama. But your teeth. Your gold teeth. Your gold buck teeth. Every time we kissed, it was like eating corn on the cob. Remember that time you went out and bought yourself one of them tent dresses? It fit. And it was bright yellow. And you used to wear them big bright red earrings with it. From behind, you looked like the rear end of a school bus. But your figure, 36, 24, 36. Your other leg looked just like that, too. I remember I was just a little bit bow-legged. And you was a little bit not-kneed. We stood side by side, we smelled ox. Then I bought a car. A 1967 convertible Volkswagen bus. three-quarter ton. I'd come cruising up to your place and toot the horn. You'd come running out, barking and biting at my tires. You were wearing a bustle. Y'all know what a bustle is, don't you?
What?
A bustle is a deceitful seatful. But I'd throw you in the horse trailer and take you for long rides in Teton and Yellowstone National Park. And I'd watch your beautiful blonde hair fly in the wind. And we'd have to stop and pick it up. Roadkill. I remember that buffalo. Wanted to get his picture taken with you. But you were busy shaving your legs with the weed eater. But I'll never forget the last time we were together. We were racing madly down Teton Pass, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, trying desperately to get home in time for the Bar J Chuck Wagon Suppers. Word from our sponsor. Then it happened. A scream, a brake, a squall of tires, and a crash.
Hey, hey.
There we were. A 1,000-foot drop with rocks at the bottom. I had a hold of you in one hand, my bass fiddle in the other. One of them had to go. Who's it gonna be? It had to be you. Oh, it had to be you.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Well, I know you got three more pages.
A collective sigh of relief.
Oh, thank goodness.
We'll just do a couple more then.
All right. be strong.
Yep. Who was the roundest knight at King Arthur's round table?
I don't know.
Circumference.
Circumference.
Yep.
Oh, I like that one.
As I handed my dad his 50th birthday card, he looked at me with tears in his eyes and said, "You know, one would have been enough." I don't know.
That is a dad joke.
That's terrible. That's terrible. You know why chicken coops only have two doors?
No.
Yeah, because if they had four doors, they'd be chicken sedans.
Sedan, not a coupe.
It wouldn't be a coupe. It would be a sedan. Oh, mama.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, all right. All right, let's just get away from that.
Okay, let's move on.
Hey, got some great stuff coming up.
Yeah.
The Letterbuck Fest is coming to the National Historic Trails Center in Casper.
Nice.
June 24th. Yep, coming right up. Our buddy Kent Rollins is joining Bren and I.
Nice.
Yeah, for a Taste of Cowboy type program.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've got, we're doing one where there's some taste testers there. So it'll start around 10 o'clock, but the taste testers will be shortly after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
10 to 3 is the Taste of Cowboy. But then at 7 o'clock that night at Frontier Brewing is the night show with Kent and Bren and I.
Oh, that ought to be a good time.
Oh, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Dave Munsick's going to be there during the day as well.
Nice.
And so is Romancing the West.
Ooh.
So going to be a good time. The day activities are free. Evening show is ticketed.
Oh, okay.
So go to nhtcf.org. nhtcf.org. That's National Historic Trails Center Foundation.
.org.
Yeah. For your tickets.
I will.
Yep. And we will see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's going to be a good time.
It'll be a good day.
Grand time. Yep. Hey, folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a little research.
That's right. Yeah. We've never done this kind of a show before.
No, we haven't.
But we are going to do a little history on D-Day.
Absolutely.
That's
right. Yeah.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cap.
Oh, I've just had enough of that.
That was pretty dry.
Let's just not have any more.